Hello, hello, hello. Good evening. This is Ama. I'm coming to you with another episode of Self-Love. We are continuing with this episode. And today's topic is your most valuable asset. Your most valuable asset. That means what you bring to the table. Okay? So what is a valuable asset? What does it mean to value? You know, I can give an analogy of being valuable. Imagine yourself as a diamond in a store, right? You're kept in a cage, shouldn't be touched, shouldn't be messed with. And if you really want it, you'll pay a high price for it, right? So if I pay a high price for this diamond, it means that I really bought it at a high price. So I'll be very afraid to lose it. I'll be careful with it. I will cherish it. I'll make sure that it's taken care of because I will be afraid of losing it. Now, put yourself in that diamond as a woman. What is your value? Is it words? You know, when men come at you and they say, "Hey, you look so beautiful. I'm interested in you. Give me a chance." And we tend to fall over and we're like, "Oh, okay, sure, I can give you a chance." That is not a value. Because everybody can look at a diamond without buying it and say, "Oh, that's beautiful. That's nice. I would like that." Right? So when men use words to attract us and we fall for it, we're thinking, "Oh, he likes me, so I must give myself to him." Now, self-disclosure. I did not realize this in a long time in my life. I'm in my 30s, and I've had bad relationship from relationship to relationship because I didn't value myself, and I just said yes if the guy said yes, right? To me, it was like, okay, he likes me. He's seen all these interesting things about me. He thinks I'm attractive, so I should go out with him. I wasn't thinking about, well, okay, I see that you're interested in me, but let me see what you have before I give myself to you. No, I was more of, yeah, I have a guy's interested in me. Yeah, I've won his attention. I'm competing. The thing about it is, if I buy something at a, you know, undervalued price, if a guy buys something at undervalued price, they're not really gonna take care of it. Vice versa, if I buy, I don't know, a shoe that was like, you know, a knockoff for $10, I wear it one day. I don't really care about it because I bought it for cheap after all. But let me buy some expensive shoe like Prada or something for, you know, thousands of dollars, I will value this. I will not let anyone step on it. I will not let anyone touch it. And I will just treat it so well. So back to the story that I was going at this. So yeah. So I will let these guys go out with me. You know, I will sleep with them. We'll be in a relationship. And all of a sudden, they start treating me bad. They start not caring. They start not like seeing all these nice things about me as they used to in the beginning. They start paying attention to other females, and then they leave, and then I'm devastated, and I'm thinking like, what is wrong with me? You know, what is wrong? Why are men coming in and out of my life? What is my attitude? And mind you, I had to also go through my own healing process. I wasn't doing that, but I did that later on in life, which I wish I had learned these skills when I was younger. But however, nonetheless, it's better late than never. So I did learn a lot about myself, and I realized that I didn't love myself. I had low self-esteem, I had low confidence, and I just went up to anybody that was into me, or somebody that I couldn't really get, because if I get it, then it means that I'm worthy. I was looking at my worth from outside of myself and what people thought of me. That made me miserable. That made me unhappy. It made me angry and irritated because I was giving, and it wasn't being reciprocated. When I was supposed to be investing in myself given to myself, making sure that I value myself and I put myself on a high standard. I wasn't doing that. I was just giving in and giving in. And I gave in because I was afraid of losing, rejection, abandonment. That if that ever happened, it means that there must be something wrong with me, which I didn't want to face. But even if there's something wrong with me, I knew it. I just didn't want to face that truth. And a guy rejecting me is not going to make it more clear. So I would jump into another relationship until I came to a place where I realized that I made these patterns in my life that makes no sense. So how do I change it? And that, my friends, is what we're going to be talking about. You women are high value. You are like diamonds on a shelf. You know, beautiful, worthy, valuable, and it must be taken care of. But for somebody to take care of that diamond, you know, diamonds are found in a very ugly area. It's very dirty. You have to really dig hard to get it. And when you get it, you have to clean it up. So where is this analogy going? You have to get to a place where you dig deep down in your core to find out what is it that you are telling yourself. What is it? Is it, what is it? How are you talking to yourself? Is it negative? Is it very unforgiving? Is it bitter? Is it sadness? What is it? How are you? So how do you relate to yourself? And when you dig and you find out this is my core belief, and core beliefs meaning that this is what I believe about myself, that I'm not worthy, we change that. And in therapy, your therapist could work with you to change this, okay? To change your core belief from unworthy to worthy and love. Because when you change the message that you tell yourself, your value goes way up, okay? And then you start taking care of yourself. So like a diamond, you dig and then you clean it up. So when you find your what is it that you need to do to be at a place where you are loving yourself, giving yourself a lot of self-love, that is where you start to clean up. You start to do the work. You start to feel confident. You start to feel valuable. You start, most importantly, to feel that you're worth it. So that means that anybody that comes and say, I want to buy you with a price, which means, hey, you're beautiful, I'm interested in you, want to go out, you're going to be like, okay, let me see, can you afford me? And can you afford me by that meaning that what is it that you're bringing to the table? What is it in the long term? What are you looking for? Is it just a sex partner? Is it marriage? Is it to have a family? Or are you just there to play with me and jump to the next person? And before I get to that, before I get to know that, let me take time to get to know you first. It's kind of like somebody coming in to buy this big diamond, but they don't have enough money. And they're thinking like, I want to buy you with my words. And you're thinking like, okay, let me see your credit score, right? They're going to check your background. They're going to see your credit score, your history, to make sure they can give you to give that diamond on a loan. So that is the dating part. The loan is considered, the loan as a dating part, right? This guy comes, he's saying like all these nice things. Go on a date with him, get to know him. Where's his mind at? How does he reason? How does he treat people around him? Most importantly, how does he treat himself? And how does he treat you? You will see all these red flags that can come up, and you will know that if this person is ready, is enough to buy you, deserves you. I hope I'm getting somewhere with this and I'm not all over the place. So what is your most valuable asset? It does not mean it's not your ass, it's not your breast, it's not your pretty face, it's not your beautiful hair. It is something that is inside you, something that you feel. Because you can have all the nice body in the world, you can have all the prettiest makeup, you can be rich and stuff like that, but if you do not have a positive core belief that you are worthy, it's gonna be a terrible relationship with yourself, with other people, right? So things that are less valuable are easy to conquer, are also easy to discard. So if you buy a knockoff diamond, it's gonna get rusty in a minute, so you're just gonna toss it aside. The same way, if you don't put yourself at a high price and the guy gets you at an easy price, they're gonna toss you aside and go on with their life, right? So today, self-love talk, my friends, we are talking about value. So if you have a journal, my journalist, write down, what is your core belief? How do you value yourself? If you know your core belief, that is deep down, dig to find out what you believe about yourself. Do you feel like you're a failure? Do you feel like you're not happy? Do you feel like you're not worthy? Do you feel like you're not lovable? Do you feel like you don't deserve the best things in life? Let's talk about it. Let's write about it. And if you have your own therapist, talk to your therapist about that. Hey, I want to find out about my core beliefs, how I think, how I reason. Can you help me with this? Most therapists will be so happy to help you with this. Because when we change our thinking, our style of thinking, that is when we change our world. Okay? I'm going to say that again. When you change how you think about yourself, that is when you change your world. The only person you have control over is yourself. The only person that you have the power over is yourself. Not that partner, not your family, not your job. You don't have control over that. You think you do, and it's cute, but no, you have control over yourself. You have control over how you handle the people that comes into your life. You have control over what you allow people to treat you. You have control over how you treat yourself. And you have control over what you think you deserve. Okay? Is it a high valuable thing? Or is it a low valuable thing? If it's low, you're going to get people that come and use you and just discard you. But if you place yourself at a high value, which is getting to know that core, dig, and clean yourself up and realize like, oh, I've become a shiny diamond. That is such a high value. I hope this was helpful when it comes to figuring out your own high value asset. Reach me on Facebook, Instagram. I'm at Darkwa. And I'll answer any of your questions that you may have. If you'd like to work with me as well as a therapist, I am a licensed therapist. Reach out to me as well. Thank you and have a good night.